Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
If you want to run away with me, I know a galaxy and I can take you for a ride.
Say, green, green girls, blue, blue sky, you better throw a party on the day.
And tonight had something wonderful. I only asked you to show me a real good.
Hello everybody, once again a huge warm welcome to the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, here on Phoenix FM. Hope your day is treating you well. It's a new year. Have you made resolutions? Have you stuck to them? Aren't you excited? Have they all gone to heck already? Don't worry, console yourself by listening to this programme and enjoying the sheer entertainment factor for the next couple of hours. 98.0 if you're in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas. PhoenixFM.com if you're anywhere else via the Listen Live link. Great to have your company. Also, of course, if you have a smart speaker, you can just ask that to play Phoenix FM and it will do so. What the heck is going on in this show? Well, we're back with an alphabet special in 2024 and we've got to the letter S. So try your best to predict what could be coming. Tracks that begin with the letter S are coming up tonight. Not so much artists, but tracks. All the track titles begin with the letter S. And what better to start us off musically than the song that has inspired the title of this programme. Ever since 2017, I've been broadcasting on Phoenix FM. I needed to come up with a name. I'd recently seen the musical Spamalot. That begins with S. That has this song in it. Fabulous. It used to feature in my jingles. It's the song that goes like this.
There comes a song like this. It starts off soft and low and ends up with a kiss. Oh, where is the song that goes like this? Where is it? Where?
A sentimental song that casts a magic spell. They all will hum along. We'll overact like hell. Oh, this is the song that goes like this.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Now we can go straight into the middle eight. A bridge that is too far for me.
I'll sing it in your face while we both embrace.
And then we change the key.
How are we doing?
That's awfully high for me.
But everyone can see we should have stayed in D.
For this is our song that goes like this. That this song goes.
You're standing on my toes,
singing our song that goes like this.
I can't believe there's more.
It's far too long, I'm sure.
That's the trouble with this song. It goes.
Before we go insane, the song always wins.
Phoenix FM.
Well, there we go. The song that goes like this on this letter S alphabet special on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM with me, Ben Simmons. Always love listening to that. Actually, the whole musical Spamalot is genius. Absolutely brilliant. Hysterical all the way through, basically. And a few surprises, too. If ever it's on anywhere near you, if ever it comes back in London, I'm going to see it. Heartily recommend it. So, yes, tracks that begin with S coming up for the rest of the time throughout this show. See if you can guess anything that could come. Everything else will be much more pop-related, I promise. And then I could talk about anything that begins with a letter S in between the tracks. I may go rogue. I may go random. I may not prepare anything whatsoever and just see what letter S thing. Things slip into my mind. Slippers, that may be something I talk about later. Stripes, could talk about stripes, could talk about spots, could talk about silly things. In fact, I'll try and find a variety of silly things to talk about because, as you know, I always enjoy talking about silly things. Either way, keep it here, don't go anywhere. Thanks for your support of this show, much appreciated. And right now, let's have some more music from one Latino star, Mr. Ricky Martin, with the utter classic, of course. Have you guessed it? She Bangs.
Phoenix FM.
Ricky Martin and She Bangs. So let's go rogue, go crazy, let's take off the shackles. Quite pleased about that one. Gonna just talk about whatever pops into my head that begins with the letter S. And the first thing that's popped into my head right now are stripes. Yes, tigers have stripes. Zebras have stripes. Not just animals have stripes. It's made me consider that there are quite a few football teams who play with stripes on their shirts. Just in the Premier League, Newcastle occurs to me instantly. Crystal Palace. What other striped-shirted teams are there that are famous? Southampton, they're not in the Premier League, but they play with stripes on their shirts. Sheffield Wednesday used to, when they were in the Premier League. I'm not quite sure if they might have moved away from it now. Celtic, of course, have the hoops, but they're still a version of stripes, just horizontal stripes, if you like. So, yeah, striped shirts, very popular in the footballing world. West Brom, there's another team, regularly feature stripes on their shirts. Sunderland, yeah, right, well, who knows what the heck I'm going to be talking about in between our other tracks on this programme. It's an alphabet letter S special. Don't go anywhere. Enjoy the random nature of it. I always do. Right now, though, you have to be quiet because that's what the Black Eyed Peas tell you to do. So, quite simply, shut up.
We wine and dine, did them things that couples do when in love, you know, walks on the beach and stuff, you know, things that lovers say and do. I love you, boo, I love you too. I miss you a lot, I miss you even more. That's why I flew you out when we was on tour. But then something got out of hand. You start yelling when I would break plans, even though I had legitimate reasons.
Bullshit.
You know I have to make them dividends.
Bullshit.
How could you trust with private eyes, girl? That's why you don't believe my lies and quit the set.
Shut up.
We try to take it slow, but we're still losing control. And we try to make it work, but it still ends up the worst. And I'm crazy. But you're gonna be your lady. I think I'm going crazy.
Why does emotion gotta move so fast? Love is progress if you can make it last. Why is it that you just lose control every time you agree on taking it slow?
So why is it got to be so damn tough?
Cause fools and lust could never get enough of love. Showing the love that you be giving, changing up your living for a loving transition. Girl, it's a mission trying to get you to listen. Humanity each other has become our tradition. You yell, I yell, everybody yells. Got neighbors across the street saying, who the hell, what the hell's going down? Too much of the bickering, killer with the sound. And
shut up. We try to take it slow, but we're still losing control. And we try to make it work, but it still ends up the worst. And I'm crazy.
Did you stop trying?
I never been a quitter, but I do deserve better.
I will do bad. Let's forget the bad. Start this new play.
Why? Cause it's the same old routine. And then next week I hear them scream.
Girl, I know you're tired of the thing to say.
You're damn right, cause I heard them lame damn excuses just yesterday.
That was a different thing.
No, it ain't.
That was a different thing.
No, it ain't.
That was a different thing.
It was the same damn thing. Same as excuses. Boy, you useless. Whoa.
Shut up, just shut up.
Just stop.
Shut up, just shut up.
Shut up. Not being offensive to anyone, I think it's just the name of the song. Wonderful. What am I going to talk about now? We talked about stripes previously. Not stripes, just stripes. But let's talk about spots right now. A leopard never changes its spots. Let's talk about spots and stripes. Let's talk about the wonderful world of pool. Not a swimming pool. The table, billiard style, snooker style game pool, which I find very enjoyable. It can be frustrating. Sometimes I think I'm going to be excellent. You think you've got your angles perfect and just doesn't work out. It does make you respect professional snooker players incredibly, who get the perfect weight on the ball, the spin, you know, to just get it all ending up exactly as they want it. I know it doesn't always work out, but it's amazing when you see the size of a full-size snooker table. Obviously, pool table is much smaller. Pool faster games, crazier games. We've all had a break in pool where you've potted your own white ball and got frustrated and instantly been playing catch up. But yeah, I had a game of pool relatively recently against my mate Ash, and it was a humdinger, I think it was fair to say. Humdinger didn't begin with S, neither did the game of pool, so not really eligible anymore to talk about. But spots and stripes are on the ball, so it is. Here are Ace of Base. This is The Sign.
Thank you. Phoenix FM.
Ace of Base and The Sign and Signs. Great film by M. Night Shyamalan. Also has a bit of a twist at the end of it. Did it? I can't remember the twist that it didn't really have a twist. I remember it was all about alien invasion, and the big reveal was, you know, you thought it was going to be a twist and there hadn't been one, but there was one. So there were aliens. I can't really remember the end of it, other than someone hitting something with a baseball bat and saving humanity. Still, Signs enables you to tell me about a favourite game I've got with a good friend of mine, where if we're driving along, doesn't work so well with major towns and cities, you have to be driving around lesser known parts of the UK and find a sign where two place names put together could be the name of an eccentric person. I'm talking about if you drive around Norfolk for long enough, you will get to a road sign that mentions a place called Terrington and a place called St. John. Terrington St. John would be a great name. And then, of course, up the A1, you get to Rugby and Lutterworth. Rugby Lutterworth. See what I mean? Eccentric names for people. Terrington St. John and Rugby Lutterworth. You can imagine them meeting in a gentleman's club. Anyway, here's Michael Jackson.
FM.
Always loved that track. She's Out of My Life. Beautiful vocals from MJ. Amazing song, yes. And in this little break, I will talk to you about The Scream, not the popular Edvard Munch painting, which is slightly eerie and disconcerting, but the popular film franchise, which I thought was phenomenal when it started. I think they've done too many now. Once you get film franchises going past about four or five, it's a bit weird, isn't it? Yeah. Well, you rarely keep the quality high, but yeah, I enjoyed the first trilogy of Scream films and how it tried to subvert traditional horror film values and expectations. And yeah, it was really, really great. So The Scream, popular film franchise. I think something's happened where someone's pulled out of the latest version of it, so it's been thrown into chaos. Haven't they killed off all the original stars of the original trilogy now, have they? I don't even know. I didn't see the last couple. Anyway, we had Michael Jackson talking about She's Out of My Life. I've been talking about The Scream. What would be very appropriate now is if there was another track entitled Scream. That would be perfect. And also by Michael Jackson. Well, that's virtually impossible. That would involve some kind of planning, wouldn't it, on my part?
Yeah. Phoenix FM.
Michael Jackson again, second track in a row. That was Scream. Obviously, his track railing at the injustice of press intrusion into his life at the time. So, where do we go to from there? Speaking about things that begin with the letter S. Well, let's talk about outer space, which I've always been fascinated by. And you can't really do it justice in a minute and a few seconds length in between tracks, really, with the vastness of it all. But it sort of blows my mind still that once you talk about looking at things in outer space, they're too far away to look at them in and think that you're looking at them at the same time. You're actually looking at them. Any images we see from outer space are from however many millions of years ago, because it's taken the light that we see now that long to travel here. That is just something I can't quite comprehend. When you think that what that actually means is that time and distance are weirdly interlinked, like we didn't really think about, because light travels so quickly that you're able to see things just in front of you instantly, but really you're not seeing them at the exact same split second as you're existing. I can't quite get my head around that. Let's have a dance track to get over it. I may discuss this more after Bellini and Samba de Janeiro. Samba! Samba de Janeiro. I'm guessing it's to do with Rio de Janeiro and sambering there. Anyway, let's talk about space still. Like I said, it's something that I cannot get my head around. That we've seen amazing images from the James Webb Space Telescope, but we're not seeing things as they are now because the light has taken so long to travel to us. We're seeing things from hundreds, thousands, millions of years ago. Then you hear that fact that there are more stars in galaxies and more galaxies in our solar system than there are all of the grains of sand in the entire planet Earth or something. I was on the beach relatively recently. There are a lot of grains of sand on one beach. Wowzers. You can't, it's so big an amount, you can't comprehend it. I've got to stop talking about this because I can't comprehend it. My little brain is going overdrive right now. Still, another dance track will help me get it clear, get it. The cobwebs blown away, I'm sure. So to that end, rather appropriately, with a sandstorm brewing, it's time to hand over to Darude. Enjoy this one. Sandstorm. Now, I did say in between some of the songs I might embrace talking about silly things. That is absolutely true right now. In fact, I'm going to talk about Silly String. Do you remember that? I don't know when they stopped making it. Well, maybe you can still get it, but it used to come in cans in the 80s and you'd spray it, but it would spray out like little tiny tubes of weird sort of plasticine foamy stuff. It was fabulous, though. It was so much fun when you were a kid to spray Silly String over things, over yourself, over your parents, over your room. Funnily enough, my parents never found it as amusing as I did. I think my dad and uncle used to use it in their act at some point. I can't remember why. I'm going to have to find out. Still, silly string. If you don't know what it is, look it up. It must be existing on the internet somewhere. I'll be interested to see if they still make it. I may have to do some exhaustive research on my own behalf, lovely leg end listeners. In the meantime, let's slow things down and get mellow with Little Mix and Jason Derulo. This is a lovely track.
When you hold me in the street and you kiss me on the dance floor, I wish that it could be like that. Why can't it be like that? 'Cause I'm yours. We keep behind closed doors. Every time I see you, I die a little more. Stolen moments that we steal as the curtain falls. It'll never be enough. It's obvious you're in for me. Every piece of you, it just fits perfectly. Every second, every thought, I'm in so deep. But I'll never show it.
Like you do when you're with me, does it feel the same? Would you leave if I was ready to settle down? Or would you play it safe and stay? Girl, you know this. We got a love that is hopeless. Why can't I? Can I kiss you on the dance floor?
I wish that we could be like that. Why can't we be like that? 'Cause I'm yours. I'm yours. Oh, why can't you?
FM.
Little Mix and Jason Derulo's Secret Love Song. Now, my exhaustive research has led me to discover many things. Firstly, silly string is still made. You can get it all over the place. And it's described as a decorative spray can, party can with crazy string. Yeah. non-toxic decoration special. Get this, though. City String wasn't meant to be City String. In 1972, a United States patent was issued to a man known as Leonard Fish, one of his related to Al Scott, an inventor, and Robert Cox, a chemist, for a foamable resinous composition. They originally wanted to create an aerosol can that one could spray on a broken or sprained leg or arm and to use as an instant cast. Well, that never materialised, did it? But they've unknowingly spawned Silly String, which is utterly fabulous. Spray that on a broken arm and it'll do almost nothing. Although people may still want to write their name on your arm in Silly String. OK, here's Madonna, who's got a secret to tell.
Haven't been the same since you came into my life. You found a way to touch my soul, and I'm never, ever, ever gonna let it go.
Maybe it's got a secret.
Take me back.
FM.
Madonna and Secret. Fabulous stuff. Now I'm going to use this gap to talk about the wonderful world of sheep. Isn't it bizarre? There's an animal who's basically their fur. I know it gets woolly and it's layered and whatever, but we shear it off and use it to make clothes and coverings for ourselves. I know in medieval times and before prehistoric times, people probably skinned animals and wore their fur for warmth. Can you imagine doing that with humans? Shaving all someone's hair off and collecting all the hair and then making clothes with it. People would think you were mental, and yet we do it with sheep and it's completely fine. I know there's synthetic alternatives now that may not require animals to be shorn or get upset or stressed, even if the process is relatively seemingly unstressful for sheep. Imagine that with humans. I'm shaving your whole body, collecting the hair, I'm going to put it in a pillowcase, that'll work. It's weird, isn't it? Right, over to Eagle Eye Cherry, who wants to help us save tonight. Go on then. Save tonight from Eagle Eye Cherry, and for no particular reason. Now I'm going to talk about the film Speed. That begins with S. This is an alphabet letter S special. Yes, the film that sort of shot Keanu Reeves to stardom. He may have done a few other things beforehand. And Sandra Bullock, actually. It certainly ignited her career. What a great film that was. Dennis Hopper as the bad guy, the bomb on the bus scenario, and the jeopardy of having to keep the bus going at a certain speed, wasn't it, over 50 km/h in the States? And if it dropped below that, the bomb would go off. Yeah, I loved that, that idea. And then the sequel came out that was set on a yacht, or a cruise liner, wasn't it? Involved speed boats at some point, probably jet skis. Not quite so good. But yes, the original film, rather fabulous, and maybe worth another watch relatively soon if you haven't seen it lately. Speed with Keanu and Sandra and Dennis Hopper as the bad guy. I think, wasn't Jeff Daniels in it as his mate as well? I think. Anyway, let's move on. Let's move on to Flirting. He knows about things that begin with S. Here's Sax.
Kevin Simmons! I met a boy last week trying to run that game, and it sounds so sweet when he say my name. I said, boy, stop, run it back. You can talk that talk, but can you play that slack? Sent a boss last night buying out the boss, said I can ride top down in his Jaguar. I'm like, boy, stop, run that back. You can drive all night, but can you play that slack? Baby, baby, I've been waiting for the one to blow my mind. Baby, maybe you can get it. On a Kim and Ye, I'm like, boy, stop, run that back. Goddamn you, father, can you play that sax? Hard ass too, Mr. Know-it-all. Think you got flood now.